Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show, radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. And I've got to tell you, all you drivers out there, wow, what a mystical morning. Really.
We're going to drive things out. Let the sun come through today and tomorrow.
Oh, so
feels
glad.
Good. We need a break.
Yeah, we need a little break from the rain. But I was driving in, and you know, I'm so excited to have my guest come on, and I always kind of look around, like, what's the morning like? And the sun was coming up. There's beautiful color over
kind of
there.
Mystical in a way.
Yeah, it was mystical. And then there was fog kind of hanging around, and I was thinking about how my show starts with my mystical muse, Lorena McKennitt, and it was like, ah, oh, it's all perfect. Yeah, it's all ready.
As
to
every
go.
Show should be.
Every show is perfect. That's right. So, for those of you tuning in, I am the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in mystical, magical Emerald City, Seattle. That's right. We are over the rainbow somewhere. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. Just look at the magic. That's right. Anyway, Reiki Oasis has been around over 20 years now, which I can't believe, and I love what I do. I always send a little heart greeting out to everybody and a great, big, wonderful, grateful thank you to those of you who support not only my radio program, but the greater work. And along that same thread, I am listener supported, and you can go find me at patreon.com/The Loretta Brown Show and become part of my Patreon community. And for those people supporting the show, thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, you always get extra things from me as a result of that. Now, a little bit of announcements for Reiki Oasis. Of course, we do wonderful Reiki over there, as well as training and sound healing, hypnotherapy. And I've got some things coming up. On Saturday, November 12th, we do have the meeting of the women's group, the Temple of the Divine Feminine. And of course, that is only by invitation. So my apologies, but if you're interested, send me an email at info@ReikiOasis.com. And there is Reiki Circle and Reiki Masterclass on Sunday, November 13th. And I'm doing a Crystal Bowl Healing Concert at Bala Yoga in Fremont on the evening of Sunday, November 13th at 7:30. Do get your tickets online through Bala Yoga or buy them at the door. And be aware of the fact that it often sells out. We have a wonderful, wonderful time. You get to wear your yoga clothes. And we just do lovely things with the sound. We have little meditations, and I do some chanting for you. So it's a great way to come out in community, to meet one another, to support one another, and possibly change something inside yourself. I do believe that sound and frequency is at the basis of everything, absolutely everything. So I want to take very little time this morning before I introduce my guest, because I'm so excited to have her on the show. She is an absolutely amazing woman, and I don't often get the privilege of having one of my teachers and mentors on the show, but she is. I've been working with her for a couple of years, and maybe even longer than we both know. There've always been this connection. So in this time where there's so much talk of the return or the awakening of the divine feminine, the sacred union, the masculine and feminine, I mean, it's like everywhere I look, I put up my class, you know, the Temple of the Divine Feminine, and then all of a sudden it was like everybody was offering some sort of a class to access this kind of energy or this sort of healing of the wounds of the womb, or the wounds of the masculine and feminine, because, you know, I don't want to leave our men out. But my guest today is Anaya Sophia. She is an initiator of Gnosis, and she'll tell you more about that. She's a wellspring of sacred wisdom and is mostly known for her role in revealing the temple mysteries and the oral tradition of Sophia, a continuous lineage of the feminine principle. And I'm going to tell you, my listeners, she is no spiritual lightweight. This woman has been through it. And, you know, we can always tell if I could say the false ones from the real ones, because there's a depth. You know, once you've gone through something, you can only take people where you've gone. Let's put it that way. So she believes, or perhaps more rightly knows, that the time has come for us all to take part in the birth of the divine human. So, without further ado, Anaya Sophia, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Loretta, thank you so, so, so much. Thank you so much. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I'm feeling it.
Yeah, me too. It's just wonderful to have you here.
Yes, likewise.
Yeah, and we're in the same time zone. How did that happen?
I have no idea, but I like it.
I do too. For those of you listening, Anaya actually lives in southern France. And she lives in a beautiful area of southern France that, to me, and I've been over there, it's the feminine. It's just so feminine. So I guess I have to ask you, how did you end up in France? Because, you know, I adore you, but your accent doesn't sound French.
No. I was born in England. And I went out to the south of France for the very first time, this particular region, about 18 years ago. And I didn't know anything of Mary Magdalene's connection with that region of France. I certainly hadn't heard of anything called Cathars. And I went out there quite reluctantly to give a yoga retreat back in the days when I was a Kundalini yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And... that was it, Loretta. That was it. Within moments of driving from the airport to the destination, I started to have what I would call a beloved relationship with the land. So I wasn't looking at the taxi window going, oh, wow, this is a beautiful place. Wow, look at those mountains. It was more like I am in love with this land, like a man. And that was quite simply that. The relationship was struck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible.
Well, I was there a couple of years ago, you know, went to Rennes Le Chateau and sort of following through the path of Mary Magdalene and Yeshua. Yes. And Mount Bucharach. Oh. Well, yeah, I wasn't there long enough. But I know what you mean. I don't know if it regresses you, but it takes you someplace and you just start to go really, really deep. And
Yes. Well,
I agree with you. I'm not sure all of me has returned. You know, like there is a longing to go back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably follow.
My feeling is if somebody carries that Magdalene or Cathar energy in their soul, the moment they set foot in that land, it awakens and spills everywhere. And yeah. So if you've got it, you know it.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, because I've also ran into people who are like, "Oh no, I didn't really like it," and I'm stunned by that always. So
Yes.
Yeah, so you live in this beautiful place that vibrates and pulses and breathes.
Yeah.
And you do that along with it. And
absolutely.
You know, one thing I know about you, Anaya, is that you totally embody everything that you teach. You're a complete walking embodiment of beautiful goddess balanced energy, the masculine and feminine working together, which I think is one of the reasons that has attracted me to you and your teachings so deeply. And I just want to put that out there because for the listeners, and let me just say this. We are going to take calls this morning. We're going to open the lines. And, you know, I really encourage anybody that's listening to call in because this is a very unusual opportunity to get to talk to a really great master teacher, a true, true embodiment of the teachings of the masculine and feminine. The numbers at the radio station, I'm going to give them to you now, and you can dial in already if you want to, is 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And you can call in with questions about the feminine or womb womb power, masculine, feminine. And as you listen to the show, if there's something that gets stirred in you, feel free to call in. Don't be afraid to do it. Just pull upon that little bit of strength and do that. So while the listeners are preparing themselves for all of that, Anaya, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, what would you say? I mean, I kind of said at the beginning that you're the most known, you're an initiator of Gnosis. What is Gnosis?
For me, Gnosis is a direct one-to-one, sometimes confrontation, but that doesn't mean it's aggressive in any way, but it is a impactful meeting with reality, one-on-one. And this is something that I experienced after spending a lot of my time in community. So community spiritual traditions. And I, as you know from my past, I broke away from that community environment and decided to go out there, or rather in there, go in there alone, and to just let go of the teacher, let go of the books, let go of the traditions, and just channel my presence into reality. And Gnosis is when something responds and you simply don't need the books, the teacher, the community anymore, because you're interacting one-on-one. And that's my dream of being able to support others should they be hungering for that experience.
You know, I think what you just said, of course, I resonate fully with it. And for me, I love your definition. So it's an experience. It's the wisdom within. It's that which comes out of us through going in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it can be very impactful. And I want to be there after the experience, because that impact changes and shatters everything.
Yeah.
And yeah. And it requires, I don't know, maybe a little aftercare service.
Yeah, I think so, because there's a little bit of a, you know, here we are, I'm finding myself without words, which is unusual for me, but it is that experience of where you have that explosion or that wonderful internal thing, and then you're just lying there.
Yes.
You've gone into it. And it's not even really quietness or stillness. It's even deeper.
Yeah.
You're just there. Yeah. So I want to ask you, what is womb power and why is it forbidden? Wow. What a big question.
That is a big question.
you can carve it down into pieces.
I can only speak from my own journey. When I was much younger, I knew within my body was a vast reservoir of untapped feminine expression and outward acting energy that would one day interact with the natural world and do the right thing in the name of, like, sacred justice. But I was very afraid of tapping into that energy because I knew I would upset a lot of people if that energy was to come out. As I grew older and rested more in my maturing years, that fear is subsiding. And for me, it was blanketed with energies of, like, witchcraft or forbidden priestessing or you know, the imagery. So it was like, don't go there. That is forbidden. If you access that again, you're going to do some, you're going to create trouble. In my earlier years, I went, okay, I agree. I won't go there. Now that I'm approaching that crone age, I am simply not afraid anymore. And what's so glorious is that this very clean expression of it is being revealed. And for me, it's very much in connection with the natural world and animals and the natural harmony on Earth. Yeah.
Well, and I'm also hearing you, you know, hearing in the context of what you're saying, the dark feminine, the dark goddess, or that dark aspect of ourself, which, you know, I mean, I was raised very Christian, and basically, I think anything was a sin, and, you know, not to knock on the bad door of that sort of a thing, but what it did for me is, because I am a very fiery person, you know, and I'm also a very loving person, but I didn't know what to do with the fiery part.
Yes.
You know, because I was like, that's a dark part, or that's a bad part, or that's a little too sensual or sensuous. What do I do with that?
Yes, yes.
And basically, I was just told it was bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in that context, you know, talking about womb power, because I think a lot of women can relate to this, where we don't know who or what to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that womb power, I feel, doesn't actually contain dualistic thinking. It doesn't have right and wrong, left and right, light and dark.
Mm-hmm.
It is just simply pure expression. And even when that great fire of yours and mine arrives, it doesn't want to harm anything or anyone. Even myself, ourselves, but it simply must be spoken.
You know, that's true. I'm kind of thinking how many times, you know, one of the things that I do, and I know you do too, is to help people find that power, right? To access that radiance is kind of what I call it. But to sometimes when we're too radiant, right? When we're shining, or we're just being our pure radiant self, people will say, oh, that's too much. You know, that's too bright, or something like that. And they'll try to dim us down.
Yes.
And that can come across in so many ways, but it can be very harmful to each of us. Yeah.
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 I have experienced that within women, and that's why I'm offering this space now, because I first needed to experience it myself and absolutely delight in the continuing of experiencing that. So I have this creation now called Sacred Body Awakening, where women only get together and sincerely heal one another with their emotional presence, with their physical presence, their psychological and soulful presence. And this, I truly and absolutely believe, dissolves that instinct to dim down a beautiful and radiant woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply not there anymore. In fact, you start celebrating alongside her. If, of course, it's genuine. If, however, it's been created by ego and manipulative energy, then you will see right the way through that. But you won't want to harm her. You will just kind of see it for what it is and step away.
Mm-hmm.
There is a great power in women healing women in the physical form of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've noticed in the last year. It is second to none, Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing, ready, and able to just fess up to all of that feminine competition and bitchiness and all of that stuff. And you know what? Everybody is so ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want to live like that anymore. It's so easily surrendered into.
You know, I'm right there with you, because I found within myself, you know, especially this past year, but I think maybe a long time, a kind of a weariness with the bitchiness, the jealousy, the meanness for, that women have for each other, the competitiveness, you know, the places that we go there, rather than saying, wow, that is my sister, that is my mother, that's my daughter, that's my, that is my sister, let me help her, you know, let me attend to her and she attend to me in that manner. And we've become so territorial in a offsetting way.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that, and please, you know, chime in there. You know, you're the master of this, I really believe. But, you know, when we are insecure within our own self, or we have not accessed our own womb power, I don't know how we hold that space for others. Yeah,
that's exactly right. I do believe the womb is the environment that this feminine healing can happen. It is the safe, trustworthy space, you know, in which women can gather and simply just let go of the, I call it the matrix, you know, the artificial way of living together. Compare, contrast, bitch, be jealous, you know, lose the inner moral compass. That is an artificial way for women to live with one another. But it's a very clever way, very skillful, you know, divide and conquer. But if you bring that womb presence out in circle, that simply can't be there anymore.
So hang on to all those thoughts. We're going to take a little break. This is the Loretta Brown Show. My guest is my beloved Anaya Sophia, one of my teachers and mentors. And if you're on the lines, please hang on. We're going to come right back.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call. Did you know that Reiki healing can be done at a distance? It's true. So let Reiki Oasis focus powerful energy to help relieve your stress, grief, sadness, anger, and so much more. Convenient, personalized treatments at a distance can increase lightness of being. During your appointment, find a quiet place to lie down or sit to receive healing energies. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Having trouble picking up the Alternative Talk 1150 signal? Well, whether you live in Portugal or Puyallup, Tasmania or Tacoma, India or Issaquah, you can get Alternative Talk 1150 programming streamed live on your computer via our website, 1150kknw.com. It's true. Just visit 1150kknw.com and click on the Listen Live button. Make sure you have an audio player installed that will play streaming MP3 audio such as Winamp, iTunes, or current versions of Real Player or Windows Player. Visit our website for more details. Remember, that's 1150kknw.com.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Energy is powerful. It's all around us, mysterious, full of potential. Directing positive, healing energy to raise your vibrational rate through Reiki can change your life. Reiki Master Loretta Brown has relieved stress, sadness, anger, and even helped clients lose weight, stop smoking, and end sleep disorders. Worldwide, people have sought out Reiki Oasis. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the original Loretta Brown Show. I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in the greater Seattle area. And you can find out more about me at ReikiOasis.com and also make schedules at schedule.ReikiOasis.com. My guest today is the amazing and wonderful Anaya Sophia. And she is just a fantastic. We're talking about all things divine and feminine and wonderful. And we're taking callers.
We are, and if you'd like to join us for the original Loretta Brown Show, it's 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. All right, let's take Charlene calling in from Bellevue. Hello, Charlene. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Charlene. Thank you for staying on the line so long, by the way.
Oh, good morning, Loretta and Anaya.
Hey, Charlene.
Hi. I heard you discussing about conflicts, especially between women. And it's funny because just literally an hour and a half ago, I got an email from my girlfriend raging about how crazy her mother is and no common sense and emotionally abusive to her father. And I think my question is really, really just pondering about this mother-daughter conflict. And it's asking for my friend and also for myself, because I am always inspired by those women that are able to have amazing, wonderful mother-daughter relationships, which I cannot quite relate, and I wish I could. And I want to help my friend and figure out how to help myself and be better at coping with my own mother, or for her to with her own mother in a better way versus just venting.
Absolutely, Charlene. What is the actual question? If you could direct one question towards me.
Okay. It feels to me that the mother-daughter relationship, the contention between a mother-daughter is quite unique. Why is that, and what can we do about it for those of us that have mother-daughter relationship challenges?
Well, what I'm seeing is that the mother may be in an older paradigm where this, what I call the artificial matrix, the suggestion that one should live in a certain way might be heavier in her body. And so she's seeing the daughter with a much freer and much more looser lifestyle. And what might be happening is that the mother is coming into connection with what I call this sacred rage, this sacred injustice of how she's been taught to live. And the daughter is allowed and in fact encouraged to open beyond the mother. Now, that energy that the mother might be feeling, this is not going to be a mild anger. This is going to be a sacred rage. And so first, maybe the compassion that she is feeling this energy. Because us ladies, we have lived for 2,000 years or longer to be a certain way. And we are so simply more than that way that has been projected and taught into us. Would you say something like that is going on?
Yes, definitely, for sure.
Well,
then I would say that the mother and daughter, if they can, they simply start placing themselves in women's circles and give the opportunity for the mother to release whatever it is she's holding.
You know, what I'm hearing there, and I'm just going to throw this in here a little bit, Charlene, just to add up the conversation a bit, is that sacred rage. And, you know, that we kind of alluded to that when we get so angry, like we see somebody doing something like, oh, my gosh, who does she think she is? What is she doing that? And look at her. She's all a floozy or whatever the deal it is, or she's not doing it the way I think it should be done. And what I'm hearing you say, Anaya, and please refine this, is that we've all been taught to sort of suppress something or to follow a certain quote-unquote norm. And that when we see someone not following that, that enrages us. It's a question.
And also, as the daughters, we're all daughters. As we go into the new paradigm, there's going to be an almighty swing in the opposite direction. Mm. So now we really have the one feminine in the old paradigm, the other feminine in the new, and she's busting open everything inside of her. And of course, flipping almost into a rebellious position towards the old paradigm. So this is like, it's almost like Clash of the Titans. But you see, the daughter will eventually swing back into balance.
Yeah, I think that swinging back to balance is the challenge.
Yeah. But first, I call it Lilith. The daughter is going to have to find her Lilith, her rebellion against the old patriarchal system. And that's going to be messy, wild, and confrontational. But if she has a good old sacred heart, if there's a good moral compass burning inside of her, she will swing back to the midline and with grace bring the mother with her, if they can carry on communicating.
Okay. Thank you very much for the message.
Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you, Charlene.
Anaya, I want to ask you, in that swinging back and forth there, because I really heard that, like we are moving forward into something a little different. And we do have, you know, women in the old paradigm, you know, as well as men. And then we have women coming in to bring us into the new paradigm. So we have this Eve versus Lilith, right?
Yes.
And is there any practical advice that you could give, like a mother or in that situation when she's, you know, having this tangle with her daughter going, oh, my God, my daughter is just totally out of control and I don't know what to do, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Instead of looking through the eyes of duality, so at the moment we have Lilith and Eve, mother and daughter, I always like to bring in the third option. So what is it that mother and daughter can do? Well, for me, you know, you got to remember, I'm not a mother. I've chosen not to have children in this lifetime. So I can't really speak from that embodied wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would do if I was to imagine is I would be praying. I would be calling in that divine counterpart consistently and do my utmost to not look out through the eyes of duality, right and wrong, good and bad, Lilith and Eve, mother and daughter, that there is a field, there is an environment that this struggle is taking place in. And I would be praying and aligning myself with that. And, you know, trusting the chaos, trusting that there is a greater power at hand that is orchestrating and organizing this mother-daughter dynamic for the ultimate healing. And I would be talking to that presence 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Obviously everything you say is so deep. I'm going to sit with that. So call in that divine counterpart consistently. Be in that space of that change.
The whole race, as we spoke just before the radio show, Loretta, the whole race is being squeezed right now. for sincere and authentic light to bust through the the heaviness, the density that we've all been holding. Mm-hmm. We're being squeezed on purpose by a highly intelligent orchestrating force. And you know, if Charlene is still that, is still there, please remember that.
Well, so the tighter the squeeze, the better it is. Because it will release at some point. Yeah. Absolutely. So let's take another caller. Do we have time for that? Yeah.
Let's. Okay. Okay. So we can do that. And it's Elaney calling in from Kirkland. Hello, Elaney. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Elaney. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to thank you both for your amazing work. I just admire both of you, and I'm so glad to be able to talk to you. My question is, what would be a good way to guide my daughter Violet into? I can tell that there's already some Lilith there. I've always been Lilith until I met both of you. I know I haven't met Anaya yet, but how I can be gentle and guide her and not be like my mother was.
That's a beautiful question. That is top question. I feel.
Or what do you see for her? She's very, she's beautiful.
I would simply sit her down and I would explain how there are two qualities inside of her. There is the Lilith part that is wild, rebellious, will never be tamed, and instinctual. And deeply feeling, and of course, you know, highly sexual as well, and that is really okay. Let her feel that from you. That is really okay and welcomed and celebrated. But we must also inform her of Eve, and Eve is the sacred heart. It's the deep tenderness, the vulnerability, the humility, and the sincere and forgiving heart. And just make fun of it. Just say, hey, we have two characters inside of us. You know, play. Ask her to perform both or to draw or paint or make a poem about both. Let her realize that it's really okay that there's two qualities inside of her and not one. And definitely she doesn't have to choose one over the other. Mm-hmm. And keep her in balance and encourage her to keep herself in balance. You are wild, you are rebellious, but you're also loving and forgiving. God bless my daughter. That's what I would say.
That's beautiful.
Because the pain is the idea that you have to choose one over the other.
Right.
And the trying to cram the other one into a tight box.
Right.
That's pain. And that's what we don't want our daughters to feel.
No. And I think the last 7-8 years is when I've learned about Eve. But I very much operated as a Lilith for my whole life. And so it's so good to go into this gently and without judgment and learning about the womb work and the 7-gate work. And with Loretta, I just can't thank you both enough. It's changing my life, and I'm right into the very beginning of it. But I love you both, and I just thank you so much.
We love you, too.
Love you, Lainey, and love little Violet. And kisses and sweetness to her. Yeah. Wow. So being a mom, you know, little FYI to everybody, and you know, Anaya, you may not have earthly children, but you certainly have all of us.
Yes.
And you know, you've got to walk your talk, right? As a mom, you've got to walk your talk. And I think sometimes it's okay to say to your daughter, hey, I'm an Eve and I'm a Lilith. And right now I'm Lilith.
That's right.
and you know, that's the way it is. So let's embrace them both and try to gain that power through that union.
Yeah.
Do we need to take a little break?
I think we're good. Let's just go and roll right through it. And
let's roll through.
Yeah, and Renee is calling in from Issaquah, Washington. Hello, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Loretta. Hi, Anaya.
Hi. Hi, Renee. Good morning.
I was just curious of thinking about throughout history and other cultures that male approval has been women's way of survival. They had to have that approval to survive. And so I'm thinking about, like, the opposite ends of the spectrum where a mother, I don't have a daughter, but I have a son. So I was thinking, like, you know, if that girl is going to go wild and not be within the parameters of male approval, the mother might feel protective and want to keep her bound to what's going to bring her approval in life. Or also in our society, youth is women's power to be young and beautiful, but it's also a way for them to be vulnerable to men because men are, you know, going to prey on them. So a mother could be one of the two spectrums, one that's either seeing herself as losing that power because now her daughter's the young one and not her, so she might be jealous, or the mother might be protective. Does that make any sense?
Oh, God,
and now, you know, we don't
sense.
Always have to rely on men's approval in order to survive, and men are also coming into being more heartfelt and being in touch with their feminine side. So now that our survival is not so reliant on that, we're able to explore the heart more and not be as mean, maybe, to the, you know, to our sisters or women or mother-daughter relationships.
Franny, this is sexy conversation. this is exactly where we are. This is male approval. This is what I mean by the old paradigm. Mm-hmm. It is totally crumbling. It's crumbling, and it simply doesn't mean anything anymore. And the daughters, they know that. They know that. But so, yeah, what is it we're going to seek? Where are we going to measure ourselves towards and against? Because seeking male approval or any kind of patriarchal permission, that's another word that gets me going, mm-hmm. is simply not it anymore. And yet we need something because we're humans. We're humans, and that's where I keep on coming in with this prayer. You know, the approval and the permission is to be found inside our own selves.
Yeah.
Not outside anymore. And you're quite right. You know, even men don't want to live in that old patriarchal world view anymore. They're wanting to connect at the heart. They're wanting to experience genuine intimacy. And this is what I mean by the squeeze. Men and women, girls and boys, we are getting squeezed by a highly intelligent orchestrating force for the genuine part of us to be born. So, yeah, permission, approval, seeked only on the inside.
I have kind of a patriarchal husband, and then I have this son who's very heartfelt, and I'm wanting to teach him to, you know, not judge women in the way he kind of sees his father on their appearance or their beauty or you know. So it's so, you know, I'm seeing that I'm kind of influencing my son one way and my husband's influencing him another. And it's going to be fascinating the way he turns out, but I'm at least thankful that there should be other men during this time that are moving away from that, as you said. So that gives me hope.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, yeah. And the world is going to just keep on producing more and more events for us all to make this safe crossing from one way of being to another. And that is key word, Renee. Remember that word, safe.
Mm-hmm.
Safe crossing. We're all going to make it. We're all going to get there. But it might get a little intense, a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing about the mother having jealousy over the daughter's beauty. I completely get that. I'm in that stage myself where things are heading south and the beauty is diminishing into a more internalized form. But I feel if that mother was to sit down with her daughter and have a genuine cry, a genuine release of all of those emotions, both Lilith emotions and Eve emotions, that she would make sincere sacred ground and a journey back to her daughter, and that jealousy just wouldn't be there anymore. But she may have to authentically grieve the loss of her own beauty. because I have a little feeling this is where I'm going to go next. I'm going into this journey now, and I want to create a book, a sacred journey through menopause mm-hmm. and the diminishing process. And instead of fighting against it, let us surrender, but not from that weak, passive place, but with like sacred surrender.
Well, that's, I think, a time where women need each other even more.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Renee, you know, you touched on a sensitive subject there, which is that our society really we're youth oriented, you know, young beauty, as yeah. opposed to crone beauty. And I think we are that. I think as far as I can tell, that's part of our shift is,
yes.
you know, when we recognize that both Eve and Lilith have value, and that if we get into our womb power, and I love how Anaya says, you know, we have to give ourselves permission to release our power, then we can step into crone stage or through menopause and say, wow, I am now changing. My body is changing. My essence is changing. And I'm going from, not that we ever stop learning our lessons, but going from learning the lessons to imparting my wisdom. And when we step into that wisdom, there's a calling to it. You know, it's like, wow, look who I am and what I've been through. And, you know, because I'm in that stage too, you know, I'm just going to say that there becomes almost an exquisite beauty to all of life, you know, because every sense can actually become more in tune, you know, because you're not so, it's not so much about what the body looks, right? Or that competition. Now you're going into a different stage.
Yeah, like appreciating experience over just appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's kind of a delight in the whole thing. I'm also sensitive, Renee, to what you were saying about being a mother with a son, and your son is this new paradigm, and your husband's this old paradigm, and I so, you know, we were talking in the break, you know, Anaya has her beloved, you know, Pete with her, and you know, I'm just going to put out there that. What they're doing with the union of the masculine and feminine is bringing in that for the woman and the man, and creating this different type of being on the planet. And because you're aware of this, Renee, you've got a consciousness about it, I say just be who you are with your son.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And also, you know, because I do highly recommend to all the ladies listening, you know, that you, if this, what we're talking about, you know, like with Anaya this morning, that you get with Anaya or you get with women's groups and you begin to explore this within yourself, because we as women have an amazing ability to embody this and then to exude it energetically through our energy field to our children, to our mates, to our communities even, because I believe that this is who and what we really are. And in ancient times, we remembered that, right? When people knew who the woman was and what she was meant to do. So this earthiness, this groundedness, this idea that we're all fine, we're in a community, and the whole thing, you know, and I really do believe that our young men and our men, not just our young men, but, you know, we could talk about the aging man also and what he has to deal with. But we're all looking for this. We're looking for this deep, deep connection. So that's kind of my comments on that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to your next Crystal Bowl concert, by the way.
Oh, Renee, thank you. Yeah, please come up and identify yourself. Big hugs to you. Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be the first time I've been able to get to one. So I'll look forward to introducing myself to you.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay.
they're very magical. Yeah.
Thank you, Anaya.
Oh, you're welcome, Renee. Good to speak to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
You know, that is, as you say, very, very sexy conversation, very, very deep conversation. And
yeah.
You were talking about, you know, giving ourselves permission. And to release our power, to what are we giving ourselves permission for, Anaya?
I believe we're giving ourselves permission to stand out of this artificial, imposed worldview of what woman is and how woman must speak and look and behave and give herself over to, and to step into a realm where there are no rules or projections being placed upon her, but everything is emerging from within her. I believe that is what that's what I'm giving myself permission to step into. There are no projections upon me that I shall live by. I am sourcing, another word I like at the moment, sourcing my own authentic self from deep within.
Now, that sounds like a truth bomb. To quote you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the reclaiming of the full and authentic womb power.
Yes, and sourcing from within. We don't need to look outside anymore.
Right. So get inside and kind of work it from the inside out.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something, and I'm kind of, you know, trying to figure out exactly how to frame it, the question. But, you know, there's a lot of people who talk about being sexually restless or sexually empty, like they're active, but they're just not getting from it what they want.
Well, that's another sexy conversation.
And can you just speak to that a little bit? What are they really saying?
I heard that expression from Barry Long, an Australian tantra teacher who's no longer with us anymore. He spoke about how women are sexually restless because they haven't been able to share their innermost with another being. And I read that and went, oh, yes, you've just named it right there and then. What is this innermost? For me, the innermost is a blend of the womb power and my own innocent soul. It's like my innocence, my really gorgeous innocence. But to get to that place, you're going to have to go through the womb. And the womb is a field of guardianship. And you will be tested upon your own merit and honor. You know, you want to find the innocence? Well, let's just check you out first of all. So I believe for a woman, if she's feeling sexually restless, it's not because her Lilith needs to present something more to the world. It's going to be the opposite. It's the Eve. Mm-hmm. It's the quiet and gentle and vulnerable inner sanctum that has not yet been shared. So instead of the journey being explosive and rampant and red energy, I feel it's going to be the opposite. Golden and sweet and innocent, gentle, vulnerable meeting. So the woman might want to ask herself, number one, can I authentically make contact with my innermost, my secret holy of holies, where my untapped sacred feminine is waiting patiently? So if you can find that on the inside, which we all can, then the big question, am I willing to share this undefended part of me with the masculine?
Mm-hmm.
Because then comes another big question, which I found when I was asking myself these questions. What if he meets me and then leaves?
I was just going to ask that.
Because this part of us is undefended and has no interest in defending itself. Because it's pure innocence. Why would innocence want to defend itself?
Right.
So that is our work, beloved ladies.
So that is a beautiful, we're at the end of the show, which means there's a little bit of a cliffhanger there, my listeners. We'll have to bring Anaya back on the show. And also, if you want to know about more about Anaya Sophia, you can find her at AnayaSophia.com. And she's got wonderful books out there, such as Womb Wisdom, Sacred Sexual Union, The Rose Knight. And she's got a new book coming out, Sacred Relationships, The Practice of Intimate Erotic Love. Thanks so much for listening. This is Loretta Brown. You can find out more about me at ReikiOasis.com or TheLorettaBrownShow.com. And my beloved sisters, my beloved people, be kind to each other. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.